Living Worthily: The Duty of Latter-day Saints, Elder Matthew Colley, Matthew Colley, Conference Report, October 1945, pages 49-51. In the year 1939, down in New Zealand, we had a very destructive flood. In that flood there were 22 white men drowned. They were working on a railway line that was being constructed. There were a large number of native young men working on the same line. Not one lost his life. At the inquest that was held, one of our young natives was asked if he could give a reason why no natives had lost their lives and only white men had suffered. He said, "Yes, the white men ran for their money. We ran for our lives. I feel at this moment like those natives. From now on I will be running for my life, rather than for money. An appeal for forgiveness. If there is anyone here or within the sound of my voice whom I have ever offended, either in my professional career, in my political activities, my religious service, or in my social conduct, I plead humbly for forgiveness. I know that God does not look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. Nevertheless, he that repents and does the commandments of the Lord shall be forgiven. The Lord will forgive whom he will forgive, but as for us it is required that we forgive all men. I appeal, humbly and sincerely, for forgiveness of all my offenses against my fellow men. Willingness to serve. When I was called to preside over the New Zealand mission in 1938, that call was much greater than any aspiration I had ever had for ecclesiastical preference. I have never sought, neither have I refused, any call that has ever come to me within the endowing power of the priesthood of God. I appeal also to you, to sustain me in this position. If I am sustained by you, the body of the church, I am sure that I will be able to go about doing good. If you do not sustain me, heaven help me, I sustain, here and now, the authorities of this church, from the highest down to the least. I have known President George Albert Smith all the days of my life. I have had the arms of his father about me in my childhood and in my early youth. I have had his arms about me in my maturity. I think it was he who set me apart for my first mission. He married me to my good wife. He took me upon my second mission and now this. It seems that all the difficulties that have ever confronted me in life he is responsible for. I thank God, my brothers and sisters and friends, that I was reared in a good home. I thank God that in that home I was taught that it was more important to be moral than to be careful, that I was taught from the days of my youth to honor the priesthood of Almighty God. I was frequently told, as were the rest of the members of my father's family, by our father, that if there ever came a time or an occasion to choose between loyalty to him and loyalty to the priesthood of God, always choose loyalty to the priesthood of God. I thank God that such an occasion never arose. A sincere testimony. I bear my testimony to you that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of God, that these men who have been called to build upon the foundation of him who stood at the opening of the dispensation of the fullness of times have builded well upon that foundation and are, therefore, worthy to be sustained as prophets, seers, and revelators of the Most High. God grant, my brothers and sisters and friends, that I may sustain you. You are the members. The only aspiration I have had in life has been to be a good and honorable member of the church, and now in having been called to this position, I promise you that I will not lose sight of that other aspiration. The greatest call in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is to be a worthy member. Every worthy member of this church is a potential savior upon Mount Zion of the souls of men. In conclusion, I thank God for the service that has been rendered by our men and women in the armed forces, and I hereby pledge my life to the ideals of government and religion for which they have offered their all. God bless you and God bless me, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, Amen.